Uber CEO Travis Kalanick is apologizing today after Bloomberg News published a dashcam video that showed him lashing out at one of his drivers. In an email to employees, Kalanick acknowledged that he must fundamentally change as a leader and, quote, grow up. All this comes after several challenging weeks for Uber. Uber is facing a lawsuit from Google and criticism over how it's handled sexual harassment allegations. Maggie Lake hosts CNN Money with Maggie Lake. She joins us from New York. Hi, Maggie.
Hi, Jeremy.
And let's start with that dash cam video. It's got some language that we can't play on the radio, but what happened?
Yeah, this was, you know, Kalanick got into the car. The driver clearly knew who he was. And, you know, they started having a conversation about the pricing. And it, you know, they shook hands. At one point, it looked like Kalanick thought this was going to be a sort of friendly discussion. But it quickly turned in tone. And Kalanick getting very defensive about what the guy was saying. He did try to explain it and say, listen, there's competition. But then he got very angry and just said, you know, started cursing and saying, listen, some people, and I'm paraphrasing here, but some people don't like to take personal responsibility for their own issues, fill in that word.
Right.
They blame everything on somebody else and just really stormed out of the car in this sort of angry fit. And that's what really sent this thing viral.
And the driver had been complaining that Kalanick had lowered fares. Kalanick said, we didn't go low end because we wanted to.
Yeah.
Put that in context. What's happened to Uber fares?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, according to most reports, and you can see Kalanick not arguing about the issue of lower fares, they are lower. And for the black, the original black car Ubers, a lot of reports say they're about half of what they were when they first started. And you can see why that would be an issue for the driver. Kalanick's sort of response was, listen, we had to do that if we're going to survive. You know, this has to evolve and we can't stay. The driver making the point, you should have stayed a little bit more of an elite service, kept the pricing power, even if you couldn't make it available or affordable for everyone. So they have two different views of where this company should have headed.
And what about that note that Kalanick said? He said he should grow up, that he's got to fundamentally change as a leader. Uber has, as we mentioned, a lawsuit from Google and allegations that they haven't handled sexual harassment allegations well. Is the company being run well right now, or what's going on?
Yeah, that's a loaded question. I mean, they certainly, you know, from some perspectives, and if you're an investor, you probably like a lot of what's going on in terms of their growth and their user growth and expansion internationally. I think when it comes to these other issues that really speak to the culture and to them growing into a really, you know, established company, I think you could argue they're not handling a lot of these issues well. I asked a guest today, how many times do you get to apologize? But this incident is a little different, isn't it? Because it was recorded on a dash cam. I don't know if Kalanick knew he was being recorded. And I'm not defending his actions in any way. Let me get that right out there. But I do wonder if there's a rush to judgment. I've met a lot of CEOs, and I can tell you not a lot of them are ready for prime time and to have every conversation broadcast. And, you know, this is an era where these CEOs are young. They're having to grow these companies rapidly. They're disruptive, so they're getting pushback from a lot of established forces.
Right.
And everything they say can be recorded. I wonder how we would feel about all these CEOs we hold in great esteem if every single one of their conversations was recorded. I'm not defending it. I'm just saying maybe we should sort of pause and reflect here a little bit about somebody who he himself has come out and said he needs help and he needs to learn how to handle these situations.
That's Maggie Lake, who hosts CNN Money with Maggie Lake. Maggie, thanks so much.
Thanks, Jeremy. Thanks for having me.